dogs. You're listening to the Woodford Reserve Musers Camp Out on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, it is 11:41 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are at the Musers Camp Out. The Deep Night Ticket is in full effect. Right here we have George Dunham. Say hi, George.
Hey.
Corbett the Snake Davidson.
Hello.
Would you give me back my water?
Dan McDowell.
No,
it's about to get back
don't.
On headset. We have Mike Reiner.
There you go.
About to come back.
Okay,
and I am Donovan Lewis, Donnie Dew.
Oh,
and we are
Daniel
in the
Waters?
House
yes.
with the Deep Night Ticket. Now, Donnie, do we have any girls on the line?
There's two women.
Well, who do we have?
Elizabeth.
Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yay, it's about time.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing well. How are
you? I'm great. What do you got
on your mind tonight?
What?
What do you have on your mind tonight?
I was just calling to let you guys know that George is my absolute favorite, and that's
uh-oh.
Yep.
Here he goes.
Oh, that's
the
enough.
Big man
Here
call.
He goes.
That's this is the call we've been waiting for.
I'm a huge P1.
All right, Donnie, hang up. We'll go to...
No, wait. What else? Why is that?
Why do you love George so much?
Because he's so smart, and he always knows exactly...
Smart my ass.
I'm not very smart.
I mean, what has he got that, say, a guy like, say... me doesn't have.
Well, Mike, you know what? I love you, too, and I'm actually a friend of yours on Facebook.
Wow, I'm actually one of only 1,800 other people. Wow, you're exclusive.
Elizabeth, would you like to be serenaded?
Now, what are you wearing, Elizabeth?
No, wait, how old are you, Elizabeth? Did you ever hear The Ticket before?
Of course I've heard The Ticket before.
You like black men?
Yeah.
A lot?
Well, I can't say that I've ever been there, but...
Do you like white...
You have,
Elizabeth, do you like white men who like black men?
I love white men.
Okay.
Let's get
how
back to George.
How old are you? How old are you, Elizabeth?
Oh, goodness. I am 31.
That's
you know what that is? That's disgusting.
So Elizabeth, would you like to be serenaded?
Toward the demographic.
Hang on. So you've never been there before, Elizabeth, with a brother?
It ain't that great.
No, I was almost
How do you know
there.
George?
Yeah, in junior high.
You forced me to find out.
Junior high.
Yeah.
Wow, you sound like
junior
just like
high.
Me. Yeah, that's how I met my first black man.
You were giving it up in junior high,
no,
Elizabeth?
No, that's why I said almost.
Can I just have a moment with Elizabeth here? Thank you.
You effed Elmo in the fourth grade.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Would you like to be serenaded?
Yes, please. I'd love
All right.
All right.
See, I love you.
I know it's late.
He's serenading her.
But I just couldn't sleep. The hell, Kilton?
I couldn't sleep.
I got up to go for a drive.
I drove my
And I wound
on.
Up on your street.
And I was on your street.
I know that that's wrong.
I'm so wrong.
That don't matter tonight.
There you go. There you go. Three bars for you, Elizabeth.
Wait.
That's great. That's awesome.
Whatever the ending.
That's all you get from George.
How about one more goodbye?
There you go.
And you're
See, if that was me, I'd give you more than that.
Did you say what I think you said?
What?
The happy ending.
We're going to have to go mic off on him.
What did he say?
What was the ending part of your question?
I said, where's the happy ending?
Elizabeth, if you ever want to cross that bridge,
you know
email me.
Over
you know
to the dark side.
Yeah, you know what?
Holler at your boy.
Women.
I will do that.
Yeah,
okay, Elizabeth.
You shoot me an email or you call me. All right?
Not a problem. I will keep
I will rock
on
your
the
world.
Yeah.
Good
right
luck.
Here.
Keep
coming right,
for the demographic. And when you're ready, call me too.
Good luck with your crap.
Owa Janae.
Sister.
All right, Owa Janae in Fort Worth. You're on the Deep Night Ticket.
Sweet.
Owa Janae?
Yeah.
Who are you named
that's
after?
That's crazy talk.
I was named after my great-grandma.
How old are you, O?
Let me think. 35.
26. Ooh.
What's wrong with that?
27?
Nothing.
Why did you laugh?
Yeah, 27,
you...
that sounds good.
That's
she was hesitant to
35,
say the real
so,
age.
So what year did you get divorced?
2 years ago.
Nice.
Salapapa.
How many kids you got?
One.
Boy right. or girl?
Boy.
Needs
how old?
A strong father figure, doesn't he?
Three?
C3?
Four, yeah.
Well, you know what?
Everything changed when you had the kid, didn't it?
Hey, sweetheart,
that's what happens.
Sweetie, I have a 4-year-old son. I'm right there with you, okay?
No, look at me. You're her. Right there with you.
All I'm saying is I would love to maybe merge cities so our other children can play with each other more than they do right now.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, would you consider a man with no kids?
Sure.
Because I don't have any.
All right, girl.
Send me something very nice. Why are you getting rid of her?
Because we're trying to run through volume here.
Wink.
That's right.
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, sweetheart?
Now, what do you want to talk about?
Marrying you.
Aww.
What about this?
You ever been with a white man?
A lot of people experiment in college. But I've also heard that the recently divorced will be more apt to experiment and make up for what they didn't experiment with 20 years prior.
Why don't you ask me?
What are your thoughts on that?
I've been to all sides.
Oh, yeah?
I have.
Interesting. So what do you mean by that? Just explain that in clean terms.
Boy, girl, black, white.
Really? More than one at the same time? Threesome?
All right, Terminator.
Yeah, two guys?
More than two black guys at the same time? Is that what you asked?
No.
I would like to have a threesome with you and another girl you trust.
Yeah, I would never have more than two black guys at the same time.
But is that all behind you now?
Yeah, it's like, how about two Scandinavians?
Is that all behind you, or are you ready for a revival of that at the age of 35 and divorced?
Two Native Americans.
Oh, my God, that's me.
She's making it up as she goes.
I'm worth two Native Americans, minus the alcoholism.
All right, Donnie, say goodbye to her.
Uh-oh.
We've got to burn this tape. Okay, who we got?
Shelly Duncanville. Well, now.
Yo, what's up, boys? Y'all are having a good time.
What is up?
Hey, Shelly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't live too far away from Duncanville. I'm in Cedar Hill. Maybe we can hook up.
I've been stalking you. I know where you live. My mom's in the Walmart. Hell yeah.
Why don't you knock on the door then, sweetheart?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Boy, how you doing, Georgie?
Don't be scared.
Hey.
Don't be scared. Now, how old are you?
Hey, I used to do Duncanville baseball back in the early 90s when Bob Roback won a state title in 1991, and Todd Ritchie was his starting pitcher. How about that?
Are you trying to one-up Donovan on his Duncanville cred?
Yeah.
Now, Shelly, how old are you?
I'm 42. I don't lie about it.
42.
Oh, no.
So is the demographic.
They're all 42.
I've heard of Duncanville, and I kind of know where it is.
I'll be 39 next year.
Now, let me ask you, Shelly, are you a sister?
No, I'm not a sister.
All right.
I'm not sure for that, like Jay McDowell is.
Would you like to be serenaded?
Sure. I mean,
well, let's find out a little bit more about her before the serenade.
Hey, does your bloodline run? Does your bloodline run to Hitler, or is there a couple generations skip?
No.
Now, do you?
How many kids do you have?
Hitler.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
That's all right. I can deal with it.
Excuse me. Both from Hitler.
Excuse me? Stop it with the Hitler stuff. I mean it.
Are they in college?
Really.
How old are your kids?
I have one that's 17 and one that's 8.
And one that's
10. I can deal with it.
Oh, 8. Well, you waited 9 years.
Was that unintentional?
They both got the same baby daddy. Was that a mistake?
They both got the same baby daddy.
Oh, really?
Sir, unintentional, or you got that itch again after...
After Hitler.
After that kid, the first kid turned 10. And...
Or maybe you were trying to patch the thing up and give it one more try and another kid was the way to go with that.
Yeah, I think a kid will help this marriage along.
and a swastika outfit.
You ready for your song?
White guy or black guy? Well, who's your baby daddy?
See, we're trying to ask her some questions and nobody will let her answer.
Yes.
Dan.
Between
to
Hitler
song.
And a serenade.
Dan.
White
yes.
man.
Dan.
Yes.
I'm sorry I haven't stalked you lately, but, you know.
Uh-oh.
I'm Dan Stalker.
Socked you.
I'm Dan Stalker. You know who I am.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Been going down to Duncanville a little bit lately?
No,
Dan?
No.
Hitting that?
I find Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, you know who
All
I am.
Right.
Wayne's friend.
Oh, Wayne's friend. You know Wayne.
Okay.
You love Wayne.
Dan, why do you have that...
Oh, Wayne Lee's friend.
Yes, Wayne Lee's friend.
Sure.
No, you didn't. Lately. Y'all are cat cracking me up.
You know what's cracking me up? Your death.
What do you want? What's that?
Whatever you want, George. Sing to me.
All right, here's the Bird Dog original for you. Ready?
First date.
What first date?
What happened to the second date?
Just a wild twist of fate.
Are you divorced now?
No.
I'm trying to get divorced right now. Like
no, I was talking to her.
Tonight I am. Would my wife mind that I was somewhat interested?
The lights on the tree.
All right, interesting. Interesting challenge.
It is an interesting.
Just you and me.
You guys talked over my serenade, totally.
Helen
talked over it.
Shelly, I will see you at the Chicken Express.
See you at Walmart, Shelly.
Oh, dear.
Woman, you're on line two. Let's go.
Hey, who do we have, Donnie? Another woman?
Kara
in Dallas.
Oh, all could right. Could
you're
be?
On the deep night ticket. Hello,
hey,
Kara.
Tara, look.
Hi.
How are
Tara,
you?
Tara.
Oh, this is the Tara, isn't it?
Oh, goodness.
Is it the Tara?
Yes, of course it is. Now, you remember what... wait a minute, Tara. Wait a minute.
Oh, last time you called the deep night ticket.
Yes, now you remember what happened.
Your boob fell out.
That's right, during wrestling.
And someone tried to put it in their mouth.
That's
right.
Is this Ticket Tara?
Yes, this is a... She made...
Oh, damn it. It wasn't me. I'm sorry I missed that.
That was
it's a
you.
Different Tara.
No, it's not.
No, it's her.
That's
it's
the
her.
Same one.
It's her.
Okay. I have a lot of things to say for two.
Talk about... Talk
go,
about.
Go. Shh, let her talk.
Gonna kill me.
I want to tell you, Corby.
Yeah.
I love you. And I love Eddie better just as much as you do.
You know what? I love you more, and I love Eddie better less.
I think you less sense as the night goes on.
So, Tara, how old are you?
Yes. I'm 32.
Mm. 32, going on 31 with that tummy.
That would be a good... 22.
Right.
Corby is struggling.
Yes.
I want to give you a hug.
Oh,
no, it'll last.
Hey, so like
it will last
that.
Way too long. It'll creep you out. Don't say that.
Now, that's Tara, right. It will last a lot. Hey, we've exchanged many hugs. Hey,
you know who this is?
Yes, and they have all lasted a long, long time.
It's Mike. Believe me, you haven't had my hug yet.
Tara, do you want pelvis in or pelvis out?
Repeat that.
Pelvis in from Mike or pelvis out when you hug him?
Pelvis in.
You wanted to touch.
At full frontal, right?
It's gross.
I do.
Tara.
Do you have a life advice question for George?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What do you got, Tara?
George.
Yeah.
What is your favorite color?
Green.
Boy. What are you, four? Come on.
I love it.
And come up with something better than that?
And you know what, Tara?
You've got Giorgio
Tara
here.
Is, what's your favorite Corby? What is your favorite Corby?
Oh, my God. Turn off his microphone.
Oh, man, get that.
He was I didn't,
starting to
I,
say funny.
Get yeah, that.
No, he comedy. Wasn't either.
Okay, Donnie, do we have anyone else?
Do we need girls?
Donnie.
The number is 214.
Donnie.
What?
Donnie.
You're listening to Delilah.
I've been wrestling with you.
We're going to have to go mic off on him.
Well, here's the thing.
God.
Everybody knew this is what happens. If you want to have a camp out, this is what you're going to get.
Yes.
So
I don't know if I envision that.
Have a compound.
Right.
This is where you
this
wind
is part
up.
Of it. So, yes. George, when you're going to be emailing everybody and telling us we have to go to the camp out, this is what you get.
I knew we were going to have a celebration of Burrow, but I had no idea it was going to be like this.
Look.
What?
This
between
is the way
you
it is.
Killer.
It's Kirby. It's the snake.
Between you and
he's
Killer.
The snake.
This is why
what
you invite
you
the snake to your
what
party.
You want?
Killer. You're
snake.
Not fine over there, Killer. You're trashed.
What do you want?
Well, he's keeping us on the air. And look
so
at Curtis.
That's what I want.
Those are
why?
The ugliest shorts in the whole wide world.
Thank
because you.
You
scare me.
That's
when
the ticket
you get
shorts.
Like this.
I know, and they're ugly.
I'm willing to go nude.
Go nude, right now.
Will you walk across those hot coals?
What?
Don't
seriously.
Do it.
Take
fire
it off.
Hotter than hell.
Take
don't,
it off.
No, don't do it.
$10.
Oh, who we got, Doc? Who we got?
Stephanie and McKinney.
Stephanie
and McKinney. All right.
Stephanie,
eroticize us.
I love you, Stephanie.
Boy, I had a girl I was in love with. College name.
Hello,
Stephanie.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just sitting here cracking up over you guys.
How old are you? Why are you in McKinney right now?
I'm 38.
Do you have a man?
38. Oh, you, man.
You what?
Do you have a man?
I'm married, and I have three kids, and let me tell you.
You're breaking up.
Hold on.
Let's hear her concern.
She obviously is concerned enough to call.
She has a concern, George. Come on. Go ahead.
What do you got?
I have an 18-year-old, and I have a 17-month-old.
Well, we don't want to hear all that. We want to hear about...
And a 17-month-old?
Hold on. Here's what we want to hear about.
We obviously have some problems with the marriage. We want to hear about how that happened.
There's a lot of problems with the marriage right now, and what's your concern
in
your marriage?
That.
What's the toughest part about being married?
How often do you have relations now?
At the age of 38, and you've been married for what? 20 years?
No, 5 years. This is my second marriage.
Now, why did the first one break up? Because you stopped doing it.
Jerk.
Just fell out of love, right?
Hey, you'll find that most guys are jerks.
But the thing is, I wasn't ever in love with him.
Now, why did you get married?
You got pregnant, right?
I was a teenager having a baby.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing.
It's a tough thing, society.
Well, you should have done it so early in life.
Who
else we got on the line?
Whoa.
Dude.
We're trying to help this girl.
No, serious problem. Dunham's got it right. The crap that you guys are...
Has a lot of problems, and we're trying to help her.
Yeah, come on. Let's give these girls a little.
She quite evidently is disturbed, and you want to just let her go.
So what's so different, Stephanie, about this second marriage than the first one?
This guy's out of control behind you.
Because my husband is a P1 like crazy.
That doesn't mean anything.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I do care.
You know
who is?
Donovan.
Oh, I love you, Stephanie.
Oh, I love you, Donovan.
I love you more.
And you know what?
Are you white or black?
Donovan?
Yes.
I was talking to Donovan.
I actually took a picture. You and my husband and my brand new baby girl.
Oh, yeah.
Picture.
Yeah.
He was a little bitty baby. He was 3 weeks old and
then. Now, did the baby look like me?
She was so whitey white.
That's quite a story.
Well,
tell it again.
You guys are really blocking, you're hating.
Hey, you know what's awesome about you?
Yeah, I am on Facebook, Stephanie, finally.
Hold on, Snake's got something.
I think I'm one of your friends.
I want you to be my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
I doubt it.
Are you one of my friends, too?
Yes.
Okay, good night.
Corby is the one that won't.
I'm not on Facebook.
Well, thanks for calling and curve it.
All right, I don't subscribe to Facebook. Have fun with your ass.
Wow, dude. I don't subscribe to Facebook.
Now what,
that's like him saying, I don't know what to wear in camping.
Now, what? Who do we have, Donnie? Julie and Keller. Hello, Julie.
Root.
You're on the late night ticket.
Deep night ticket.
Deep night.
Hello.
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 Hello. How old
are you? How are you?
How old
Julie
are you?
Is 27.
Yes, I'm 27.
How's your price per square foot doing in Keller?
It's doing okay.
Yeah.
What the hell is that noise?
How's your ass doing?
Wind.
All right, what do you want tonight?
I want to hear Drunk Wade and Drunk Jerry.
Well, Drunk Jerry went to bed.
Big Wade?
Are you with man?
I bet I can talk to you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Can you do the whole Romo is a miracle thing, Corby?
No, I can't.
Yeah, you know what? Was part of the Red Sea a miracle? No?
Yes, it was a miracle.
Baby, it was?
Are you with man, Julie?
Okay, who's the drunk guy in the background?
George.
This is Donald. George. George, wait a minute. Don't serenade yet. Golly.
It's fake Wade.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, it is?
Do I have a boyfriend? Yes.
Right. Do you have a husband?
No, I do not.
What if your boyfriend wanted to bring another girl into the situation?
Ooh. That's a, I guess that's
really? Would
what
you
about,
like that?
What about what he looks like?
I know. What if you wanted to bring another dude into it? Would he be cool?
Yeah, sailing hardships or broken harbors.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah,
what if the other dude was Romo?
What if Romo was right here?
At the dark horse.
What if the other dude was
Wade Phillips?
Was Warner Madrigal?
Why? Tell me why.
What if the other dude was Wade Phillips?
Tell me why.
Oh,
hard to make arrangements
for yourself.
Would you have relations with Wade because he's famous?
No. Young enough to repay.
All right, well, let's go down. Go down the level. How about George?
Who's the most famous person you've had relations with?
Who?
Like, no, like for real. Oh. This famous dude pulled his famous wiener out.
Well, tell me lies later.
I saw Burt Reynolds.
Come and see me. I'll be around for a while.
You saw Burt Reynolds, what?
I saw Burt Reynolds without a shirt on.
I'm lonely, but...
Who had
that's like a 70-year-old guy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you're only 27.
You had a great body.
For a 90-year-old, yeah.
Tell me when.
Yeah. I was quite shocked.
So, why did you call, really? You had no purpose, did you? I mean, you didn't call for a specific reason.
Hard to make arrangements for yourself.
Is it hard?
Oh, I forgot. That's right. I thought that was a different call. That's a long time ago.
All right, Julie, thank you very much for calling the Deep Night Ticket. God, this is like a noise. Will you shut up? Okay.
Who? Oh, really? So that's what it takes?
Carrie? Carrie in Fort Worth. Hi there. Snake.
Hi.
No. Hey, Harry.
Yes.
Who you want to talk to?
Anybody. I'm calling because I'm quite enjoying Drunk Corby and to let George know that I am a Randy Rogers fan.
Oh, isn't he great?
I love her.
Oh, now Randy Rogers is the greatest.
Now you want to talk to her, huh?
You want to hear some Randy Rogers?
Whoa. Don't play it until she says.
Now, why do you call him Drunk Corby? I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe because he sounds kind of drunk.
How old are you?
27.
What's your favorite Randy Rogers song?
I like This Time Around.
That's so generic.
Know the fiddle part
it's too generic. It's too generic.
What else you like?
Yeah, she's not really a fan.
I
Make
like
it in the tent.
Well, that's not that I got it.
Uh-oh.
How's your ass? George!
There you go. Hang on.
It's hard to blame that on a George drop.
This is your love song, baby. This is a part where I must confess. Looking good in that dress.
There you go.
This is so random.
What do you think about that?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty hot, wasn't it?
Is this one of the best days of your life?
Pretty much. I'm going to wrap this one down.
Wow.
Yeah, take care of your ass.
Do you like Drunk Corby?
Stop
saying that. Do you like Drunk Corby, Carrie?
I do. I like Drunk Corby.
You think he looked good naked?
Half nude.
Would
how about that?
Drunk Corby look better naked than sober Corby?
Right.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Either one's a mess.
Are you married?
I am married.
For how long have you been married at the age of 27?
Actually, on Wednesday, it'll be 3 years.
Randy Rogers, Southern Junction.
A little too young, I believe.
Friday night, Rowlett.
Are you regretting it a little bit?
No, I'm good.
Do you have any kids? No kids, huh?
Nope. Well, that'll change everything. Don't worry. It'll be great.
Where's that husband of yours right now?
He's asleep.
Asleep?
Yes. Hey, by the way, do you
kind of have a bag?
Hang on. Do you like Wade Bowen?
Meh.
She gave you a little bit of meh and a little bit of meh.
Wade Bowen's on our show tomorrow.
I like Corey Morrow and Eli Young Band.
Okay. Eli Young from Denton.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure, yeah. Go ahead. Good night.
We're all the Petty Theft fans tonight.
Take care of your vajayjay.
They turned in early.
We're all the Cameo fans.
Okay.
Around the world.
Hold on, boy and girl. Tell your brother, your sister, and your mama, too. Cause we're about to go down, and you know just what to do. Wave your hands in the air like you don't care. by the people and they start to look in there. Do your dance, quick. Mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word, a word of. Everybody say, can you hear them call? You got to get it on your way.
A word of.
In the whole word, no matter where you say it, you know that you'll be heard.
1205 on the ticket.
Oh, my God.
Great.
Jingle, jingle.
Come on, man. For now,
break. Dump that.